This is KCUR. The NCAA makes billions of dollars selling the rights to televised games and selling jerseys. But a group of current and former athletes is suing in federal court. They want to stop the NCAA from profiting off the likenesses of athletes and want some of the money to go to the athletes themselves, because right now players can't even benefit from their own photo. KCUR's Jeremy Bernfeld reports.
Lane 6, Alexa Chacon, Air Force. Lane 7, Jenny Pinkston, Wichita State.
Jenny Pinkston steps up to the starting line for the 100-meter hurdles. She won state championships in track at Olathe East, and now she's a heptathlete at Wichita State. That's a Division I track team, six events. Like other college athletes, she practices 4 hours a day and attends a full load of classes. Hard to find room in there for a job.
Our track team is so big that our scholarships are divided a lot because of how many people we have.
That's Pinkston. She gets just $7,000 a year on her track scholarship. Now, she and her family can afford tuition, and she's grateful for what she has. But she'd like some walking around money. One of her former teammates was looking into some modeling for an athletic wear company. But Pinkston consulted with her coach and was told she had to choose between modeling and competition.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, like, when another door opens because of your hard work and, like, and then you can't do anything about it. You know, you just have to close it because of, like, certain rules that are in place.
But see, she can't do that, or she'd lose her scholarship and her eligibility to compete. Pinkston and thousands of other NCAA athletes have to sign what's called the Student Athlete Statement. One section grants permission for the NCAA, schools, and conferences to use an athlete's name or image for promotions. It also says that the athletes themselves can't profit from their own name or image.
You cannot make any money for anything that is directly tied to your athletic achievements.
Robert Givens recently wrote a UMKC Law Review article about what he calls the economic exploitation of student athletes by the NCAA.
And any other scenario that involves using your face, using your reputation, using your athletic achievements in exchange to gain something of value to yourself.
I asked the NCAA why these rules exist, but they wouldn't comment.
Still think we're just a bunch of dumb jocks?
You need to do your homework.
Just a tiny portion of college athletes actually become professional athletes. You've probably seen the NCAA commercial.
There are over 400,000 NCAA student athletes, and just about all of us will be going pro in something other than sports.
But the NCAA still rakes in billions of dollars, at least for now. Upcoming court cases could remove barriers for college athletes who want to cash in on their own name and image. Back at the track meet, Jenny Pinkston's parents are in the stands, rooting her on. Her dad, Don Pinkston, says it's hard to see his daughter without choices.
Part of college is growing and learning. And she's learning about herself and what she might want to do. And now she's finding, well, here's something I'd like to do, but oops, I can't.
It's true. Thousands of NCAA athletes do go pro in something other than sports. They just can't do it while they're still in school. Jeremy Bernfeld, KCUR News.